a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for just a tremendous day yesterday, and give yourselves a round of applause for that, huh? You know, it's amazing. South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer today, we're blessed to have back Reverend J.P. Mosley from the Fort Pierre Ministerium, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Cody Stoltenberg from Cranesburg.
Let us pray. Great and merciful Father, we thank you for this time where the senators can gather to look at some wonderful pieces of legislation. We do pray that you would give them the wisdom and the grace that they need to be about their work as they are lawmakers and even as they represent those of us that cannot be in here. We thank you for our elected officials, and we ask that you give them the discernment they need. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Ferg, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nerstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 34th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. What else? Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to recess. Anything else? We're going to recess until 1:15. We'll read that motion, 1:15. Let me indicate to you and ladies and gentlemen, at 1:15, we'll have some committee reports from the conference committees. They'll be distributed. Obviously, there'll be other information. I have bills to sign. So please keep aware of what's transpiring. I know that you're informed of that. Also, right around 1 o'clock downstairs, we will be having a signing ceremony. The governor, a number of organizational representatives, and all of you for your hard work in military and veterans bills. And we have asked also, if you have not been down to second floor on the Supreme Court wing, to see the Fallen Heroes banners. We put them down there because of the solemnity that they deserve, and we know that there's obviously other food lines and everything, but we would ask that if you have the opportunity to walk by and see in the recent past, in the last 10 years plus, why we're able to be free and self-govern. And that signing ceremony, by the way, will be very similar to the Criminal Justice Initiative. The governor will have a desk out there, and you are all part of this regardless of your time or background. We're encouraging you to be there. Thank you. Before we go to recess, announcement, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus immediately after we recess in room 423.
Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to remind folks today is the day for the basketball game, and I've only heard from 25 of the 35 members on the floor. So if I haven't heard from you, my interns will be tapping you on the shoulder, and I believe I can enlist Senator Kirkaby and Senator Hunhoff as well to tap you on the shoulder to get the rest of the contributions.
You're welcome. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Mr. President.
Were you waving?
Yeah, I was. What's up?
Oh, no. Right. How much?
Personal privilege, Mr. President.
Granted.
I have a couple of special individuals with us here today. My wife, Kelsey, is here on spring break, and also Susie Jones-Pranger. She was our secretary for the Senate Dems a couple years ago, and So they're not playing hooky, but they did come to visit. And the second personal privilege that I would take is that our boys' basketball team last night won our regional game, made it to the state tournament first time in 56 years, I believe. So.
Oh, that's amazing. That's tremendous. But more importantly, welcome, Kelsey. You should be studying. Let's welcome them. Any other announcements? Okay. Madam Secretary.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now recess until 1:15 p.m.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Oh, come on. There you go. Thank you for your patience. South Dakota Senate will reconvene. Before we move on to communications, we want to welcome everybody who is visiting your state capitol, and specifically thank you for coming to the Senate. First off, we have on behalf of Senator Kirkaby. Wow, that's really kind of wild. You got shoes there. Senator Kirkaby, what's going on your desk there, man?
Yeah. Mr. President, I think we're all amazed that you were so alert and can actually pick out these customized tennis shoes that we do have on behalf of kids voting, which just happens to be this evening. And we also have a little prop here, and this certainly is a prop, full disclosure. One of the many gifts that individuals will be able to try to purchase tonight, this was donated by Senator Heineman. It's a signed autographed basketball from back then, United States Congressman John Thune. So just in the spirit of kids voting, and rumor has it we have been appealing for the financial support to support the game tonight, and I'm not discounting the value of the lack of talent that we do have here on the Senate, but every dollar that we have been collecting is going to be wisely spent to make sure that we actually buy the victory tonight.
And I also understand that we have the Cheeseman Center for Democracy, the board of directors here. Would you all please stand? They're in the gallery today because obviously we've got the basketball today, game today. And as you've heard over the last couple of weeks, the funds go for teaching civics and getting youth and everybody involved in voting. Remember yesterday all the refugees? And what Senator Thiessen talked about in Kenya with over an 85% turnout for voting, we should be ashamed of ourselves as a nation if we're not voting at 100% level. And Cheeseman is encouraging that through the youth. And we really want to thank you. And we also see that Representative Tom Hills is up there. And we really, really want to recognize you as well for your civics dedication. Everyone, please. I'm sorry, is Casey? Oh, Casey! And Casey Marshall. Casey, thank you, Casey, too. Representative Casey, I'm sorry I didn't see you. I'm getting old. We'll see you tonight, and you, too, have been dedicated to public service. Thank you all for encouraging everybody to vote. We have our Fallen Heroes banners down there, you saw. And we are able to vote because people have given the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for your dedication. Okay, we also have on behalf of Senator Sutton, the senior government class from Platt Geddes, and their teacher, instructor Andy Van Essen, and Principal Steve Randall. Platt Geddes, where are you? Please stand. Okay, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Senator Welke, we also want to recognize the Redfield High School government class and Mr. Osborne, their instructor. Redfield. Here we are. Great. Senator Welke. Personal privilege granted.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Today is a great day. We have some banners down in the hallway on the second floor. And I would ask that everyone walk through there. They have on those banners pictures of people that have given their lives for this great country. One of those individuals is my nephew, Joseph Tyler Welke. He was killed in action in November of 2004 as a 19-year-old Marine who rushed into a building where his friends were coming under attack and provided the suppressing fire for his friends to get out. He was badly wounded and was removed. His friends were there, and then he was flown to Germany, where his heart stopped. They got his heart going on the helicopter, and then in Germany it stopped again, and they were unable to revive him. All of these stories and the individuals that we have on that hallway are all different. All different in how they came to serve. But they have one thing in common. They all gave their lives to serve our great country. Joe's father, my brother, Rick, served in the National Guards and was deceased in 1986 when Joe was just a little two-year-old. I ask you again to walk by this great display, pay tribute to these great Americans. As we know, freedom isn't free. These lives represent what is the cost of our freedom. Joe was awarded the Purple Heart and a Navy Marine Corps achievement with V for Valor. And all of them are highly awarded and great Americans. I ask you at this time to give a rousing standing ovation to my nephew and to all those soldiers that have died for us and who have served the United States of America. Thank you.
That was powerful. Thank you very, very much. We're free because of them.
And thank you.
Especially for the students that are here today, our process today, maybe your instructors have mentioned it to you, but we're in the last 3 days of a legislative session. There are a number of students that usually watch and other people. And what's happened is yesterday was the last day for a House bill to pass out of here and vice versa, a Senate bill to come over. And the way our rules work is we can go ahead as a Senate, say, okay, House, you amended a Senate bill, and the individual who's in charge of it, we call him the sponsor, can instruct and ask, implore, and urge the Senate to go ahead and agree with those amendments. And the individuals will talk, the senators will talk about what those amendments are and whether they wish to do that. Alternatively, our rules are that we have to have one meeting. So it'd be sort of like the junior class leadership meeting with the senior class leadership in a discussion over what the prom agenda should be, very serious matters. In this case, we have to have at least one meeting. It may not mean that it's that they'll agree, but they go to a meeting and it's called a conference committee and everything's up in the open. It didn't used to be, but we announce it and we'll have a couple of those to announce today. And so with that, we have communications. All of this is oral because our Constitution requires it. They didn't have computers back then, but most of this is posted and people can watch. So that's our order of business today, and we'll go ahead and proceed now with our communications and petitions. Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on March 6, 2013, I approved Senate Bills 7, 14, 22, 29, 30, 68, 146, 189, 190, and 204, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully, Dennis Dugard, Governor. Also, I have the honor to inform you that on March 6, 2013, I approved Senate Bills 83 and 117, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
So in that case, ladies and gentlemen, the Governor had signed a couple of bills, and so he's indicating to us that he's done that, although we can see it on the computer. He's reporting to us that our bills that came out of the Senate were signed by him. Wise choice, Governor. We're next, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 160, 61, 62, 71, and 80 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10 o'clock a.m. March 6, 2013. Also, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 10, 11, 17, 31, 55, 75, 111, 151, 185, 186, 194, and 223, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair. Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 109, which was reconsidered and which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Respectfully, Mark Kirkaby, Chair.
So those were reports from committees. Those are our last ones. Again, we're in our last 3 days. And now we have a report from a conference committee or conference committees that met today. Those are the groups that met. And now you may please report out.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1214 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that the House do not concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 1214 and do not appoint a new committee. Respectfully, John Hansen, House, and Gene Hunhoff, Senate Chair. Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 147 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that the Senate do not concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 147 and do not appoint a new committee. David Luss, House Chair. Craig Teason, Senate Chair. The Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 5 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that Senate 5 be amended. Respectfully, Scott Munsterman, House Chair, and Russell Olson, Senate Chair.
Anything else? That report, and we'll put those on tomorrow. That was amend on 5. Okay. Those reports will be pulled down on calendar for tomorrow if you're keeping track of those on 5, 147, and 1214. And, again, we'll take action on those tomorrow. And now we're on to messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 39. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1045, 1098, 1233, and 1234. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that Senate Bill 138 was tabled. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 10, 11, 17, 31, 55, 75, 111, 185, 186, 194, and 223, which have passed the House without change. Also, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 15, 28, 51, 76, 90, 143, 155, 159, 195, 200, 206, 233, 235, 236, and 237, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Okay, we're on to motions and resolutions, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Based on where I think these are going, I'm taking the unilateral action of ordering and calling up Senate Bill 235 in the motions and resolutions. We'll take that one first due to some timing and some other announcements. The rest will be in order, so we'll take 235 up now, and the rest will fall into the same sequence that's there. Please proceed, ma'am.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 235 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Comments on that motion? Good afternoon, Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, perhaps as a partly just for education, this is largely a procedural move that since this started as a Senate bill went over to the House and now comes back. As most of you realize, 235 is the economic development compromise that we've been working on this session. We've made it clear that there are some potential amendments that need to be on there. Most of them are just improvements to the mechanics of the bill. In order for us to do that, we need to send that back to a conference committee so that we can work that out with the House and then get the final version there. So with that, I would ask you to support this motion to do not concur and appoint a conference committee.
Are there any other remarks? Good afternoon, Senator Frerichs.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. And I would just like to say I support the motion for the conference committee because this is an important piece of legislation, and from a Senate perspective, we really haven't had any chance for a hearing on our side of things. Some of us watched the House State Affairs Committee hearing, but it really hasn't had a chance for a public hearing where our senators have been able to be at the table, even though we've been at the table on discussions. And so I think this is very fitting, and again, I appreciate the work from the bipartisan nature that we can move this Senate Bill 235 forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs. Further remarks? This is not final action and therefore is a voice vote. The question before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 235 and that a conference committee be appointed. Those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that the committee is comprised of Senators Olson, Rave, and Frerichs. Olson, Rave, and Frerichs. Okay, they're in session. If you'd mule that over. Okay, we're back to the order of business. Senate Bill 59, ma'am.
Senator Krebs moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 59.
Comments on that motion? Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 59 was the bill that is prohibiting the disposal of certain oil and gas field wastes. And in that bill, again, it's new language in statute, specifically in Chapter 34, having the control for the DENR to prohibit any oil field waste, and again, this is in response to North Dakota oil fields and wanting to dispose of their waste in South Dakota. We're prohibiting that, but if you have an oil field in South Dakota, you can on your own land or your own property or your own development. What the House Ag Committee did with an amendment was really grammatical changes, changing a few lines where there was an is and grammatically correcting it to the are. In the plural version on several lines, and then changing one word from radioactive to radioactivity levels that will be measured from the DENR. So I ask your concurrence on Senate Bill 59's amendments in the House.
Thank you. Senator Krebs, any further remarks? Okay, students, this is final action, so this is a roll call because it is the bill itself. Senator Krebs is asking that the bill in its current form with the amendments made over in the House should pass, and therefore we're going to vote on it. Our law requires a majority vote of members to concur in these amendments, in other words, to pass it, for it to be law, for the governor to consider, to be law in his signature. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Krebs' motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 59. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buell. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Nope.
Monroe.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Olson.
No.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Jensen. Okay. Mr. President, there are ayes 29, nays 4, excuse 2.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Krebs' motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 59, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in, and Senate Bill 59 does pass.
Senator Valley moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 106.
Comments on that motion. Senator Valley, it looks like you have a rogue bow tire today. Get it? A rogue bow tie wearer?
Mr. President, he also is looking at middle of the week. You know, we have the end of the week, and so middle of the week, and maybe we'll get some more, including you, at some point in time to wear a bow tie.
You know, just looking at the facts today, in the military, we would have called that insubordination. You should get in control of your troops. Senator Valley, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 106 was one of the bills that came from the Teen Driving Task Force. It passed this body 26-9. What it does is it bans cell phone use for our very beginning drivers that only have a learner's or restricted permit. They changed it from a primary offense to a secondary offense, and I'd ask the body to concur in that move. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Valley. Further remarks? Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this bill has had some tough sledding, as we all know, not necessarily in this body, but in the House. And after it came out of the House committee, they put the secondary offense on there. Now, how are you going to expect a law enforcement officer to stop somebody as a secondary offense for texting or talking on their cell phone? They'd have to stop them for some other infraction to begin with. And then they'd have to be using their cell phone at the same time. So they'd have to be like speeding and texting or speeding and using their cell phone. Now I know that some of you had problems with this bill that you thought it was enforceable as a primary offense. If you thought that, it's definitely enforceable as a secondary offense. Unenforceable. Thank you. I still like the concept of what we're doing. I'm disappointed on that we can't pass a general texting bill for all our citizens in South Dakota, where a lot of our public expect that. But just to do this, to think that we're doing something good and we're not, I think is the wrong way to go. We ought to vote no and put it back in a conference committee and try to convince the House that we need this as a primary offense if we really expect to do anything as far as being able to enforce it. Otherwise, we're putting a law in the books, in my opinion, that is really of little value, only that the young drivers at 14 or 15 will be told by the parents that you can't text or use your cell phone when you drive, but it's okay as long as you don't get stopped for some other offense. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I think many of you know that I've never been a fan of secondary offenses, and my friend from Mission states the case well. But in this case, first of all, I think it's not fruitful for us to go back to the House. And secondly, we're talking about our youngest drivers, in which I think the most important thing we can do is send the message. And I think that this bill still does send that message. Yes, there's further work to be done in highway safety, particularly in the area of texting and driving. But this is a small baby step, and I urge you to support the concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Teason. Further remarks? Senator Valley, does anybody wish to speak before Senator Valley speaks in rebuttal on his motion? Thank you, sir. Senator Valley.
Well, you know what my move has always been, and that is it's not about tickets. It's not about fines. It's about starting the culture of not texting and driving. And what better time to do it than when you're learning how to drive, that you put that cell phone away? What better time to do that than when they're learning how to drive? Whether it's a secondary or primary, I wish it was a primary. But we need to get it on the books so that when they're teaching those kids, that cell phone is off. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd urge your vote to make it concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Well, you'll see, students, whether or not it passes and will affect you and people who come. See if the governor signs it, if it passes. The question before the Senate is Senator Valley's motion that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 106. Its final passage, those in favor of Senator Valley's motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Reluctantly, aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buell, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
No.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen, excused. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
No.
Maher.
No.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
No.
Roden.
No.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
No.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Amdahl.
No.
Peters.
No.
Mr. President, there are ayes 23, nays 10, excused 2.
Senator Valley's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 106, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in, and Senate Bill 106 does pass.
Senate Resolution Number 2. Senator Sutton moves that Senate Resolution 2, as found on page 663 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Sutton, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I won't belabor the point. I appreciate the process that we went through to have this in front of you, and I think we know how good the program is and all the good it's doing in, you know, three of our schools. So I would just appreciate the support, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Sutton's motion that Senate Resolution 2 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Excused. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator, the question on Senator Sutton's motion that SR2, Senate Resolution 2, be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and Senate Resolution 2 is so adopted.
Senator Tiedemann moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 143.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Nice try. May I have it?
Just seeing if you're paying attention. Senator Tiedemann, are you paying attention?
I think there was a second. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. The House did two small minor changes to Senate Bill 143 that changed the title of the bill because it does not deal with the little blue signs, the TODs. It does deal with those signs that are located on the interstate. So the title was changed. And then on page 1, line 8, they did some grammatical changes, just put after establishment, inserted, including any attraction, and then on line 9, they deleted including any attraction. Very minor changes, and I ask for your support.
Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Tiedemann's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 143. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen, excused. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby. Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley. Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Amdahl.
No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Thank you. Senator Tiedemann's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 143, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in, and 143 passes.
Senator Thiessen moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 206.
Aye.
Comments on that motion? Thank you, Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 206 was the mutual aid bill that we passed here overwhelmingly. It went over to the House, and they made a couple of minor changes to distinguish that we're not including federal or tribal agencies in this. That was, we thought that was understood, but they clarified that, so it's a minor change. I urge your concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 206. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Excused. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate do concur and House amendments to Senate Bill 206, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Those amendments are concurred in, and Senate Bill 206 passes. Okay, next item of business is consideration of reports of conference committees. I think you have the report here out there on 39. Again, we will look at that, and we have a motion here regarding adoption or not adopting. Please proceed.
Senator Thiessen moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 39 is found on page 660 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 39 came from the Attorney General as a result of a Supreme Court decision that said that no one could arbitrarily sentence a juvenile to a life sentence. And so the Attorney General brought a bill that would change our statutes accordingly and provide process for review and sentencing procedures that would be set into place. We passed that overwhelmingly, and the House did the same but added some amendments. We appointed a conference committee and we met, and the issue really had nothing to do with the actual process of becoming into compliance with the Supreme Court, but had to do with victim impact statements. And there was some disagreement between our two versions about how victim impact statements come to the attention of the court. And the resolution was a compromise, which everyone, it was not the preferred option for any of the parties, but was an acceptable option for all of them, which is a good way to come to a compromise. And the compromise was that for Class A, B, and C felonies, victim impact statements are required to be accepted by the court, and for lesser felonies, the court has discretion to determine if they're appropriate. Again, that was acceptable to all the parties. We had a unanimous vote in our committee, and I'd ask you to support that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Thiessen. Any further remarks? Your report, just to make clear, I want to ensure that we have this, Senator Thiessen, is Charlie 39 Alpha, correct? On the form? Looks like it. The issue is it's not paginated, so I want to... Okay, adoption of the conference committee report, which included the amendment that you'll note as 39 Romeo Kilo, is the motion that Senator Tizen's making. So any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Tizen's motion that the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 39 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption as final passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Excused. Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Thank you. Senator Tizen's motion that the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 39, Mark Charlie 39 Alpha, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted. We'll revert to order of business 7. This is the message that we are working on for House Bill 235. That's why we took it first. We just received the message. Please proceed.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Lust, Cronin, and Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 235. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
You'll recall that the assignment by the President Pro Tem, the Majority Leader, on Senate Bill 235 included Senators Olson, Rave, and Frerichs. Olson, Rave, and Frerichs, you just heard the message on 235 that Representatives Lust, Cronin, and Hunhoff are the members from the House Committee. And therefore, I'm announcing at this time, today at 3 p.m., the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 235, I repeat, 3 p.m., in room 413, 3 p.m. in room 413. Would my team up here send that message across as well ASAP to the House so that they know? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are finished with our business today. I would like to keep us open for the purpose of other messages or issues, because once I adjourn, I lose this day. We lose this day. That does not mean that you need to stay around, because I'm informed by the President Pro Tem and respective leaders there will be no further action, and for people who are watching. But we'll recess in a little bit. I have a number of bills to sign, but when we come back in, I'll probably revert for messages and some other aspects, but there will be no action. So don't feel compelled to stay around. Obviously, there's plenty of things to do. We only need a couple of senators for the purpose of adjournment anyway. If you have any questions about that, let me know. But let me first go to announcements. I think our coach has an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. All right, members of the Senate, this is our night. We did not win last year, so the pressure's on. I've recruited some players, but I'm going to ask all of you, if you can possibly play, to do that. At least you can run up and down the floor. One of the rules is we always have to have a senator on the floor, so we can minimize that time. We've got two nurses, so if anybody needs any assistance, we've got them both here. We'll take care of you. So we've got our bases covered on that. But I want to hear from you. Who's going to win tonight?
We are.
We are.
Louder.
We are.
One more time. Who's going to win tonight?
We are.
All right.
If not, tomorrow's going to be very difficult on us, I know. It's not going to happen. And, you know, we have some fallback conditional opportunities, too. So any other announcements?
Senator Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a quick follow-up, just encouraging everybody. That Taco John's will be hosting and sponsoring that annual taco feed at Riggs High School, I believe, starting at 5:30 tonight. The basketball game will start at 7. And from the Senate's perspective, we're certainly humbled. We have collected about $3,500 so far. So
don't tell anyone that.
God bless you. Do not tell the House.
Yep. We have to hedge.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Thanks. Go Packers. Anything else? Okay. We're going to be at ease because I'm going to have some bills to sign and handle a few other things, and then I'll ask for a recess motion. I'll ask for a recess motion at then. We'll probably come back at 4:30, but I want to reiterate, we're not going to take any business, so don't worry about that time. Thanks. Senator Rave. Make your announcement, Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Republicans, just hold tight in here for about 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll come. I'm sorry, I don't care what the House says. Senate Republicans, stay here for 15 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Constitution requires that the President sign an open session. Bills that have passed both the House and the Senate. Read the title and the appropriate number. Upon so doing, the President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning elections and petitions. That's House Bill 1018. President signing an act to revise certain provisions related to the regulation of captive insurance companies. That's House Bill 1061. President signing an act to revise the membership of the Legislative Planning Committee. That's House Bill 1075. That's 1075. President signing an act to provide for the creation of school sentinel programs and for the training school sentinels. That's 1087. President signing an act to provide for the appointment of members to the South Dakota Pulse Crops Council. It's 1124. President signing an act to revise the massage therapy licensing requirements. 1126. President signing an act to permit the euthanization of wildlife that have been seriously injured in motor vehicle accidents. That's 1144. President is signing an act to revise and clarify requirements relating to limits of small game and fish taken by small game hunting parties and fishing parties. That's 1149. President is signing an act to extend general immunity. From liability for directors and officers of certain nonprofit. President signing an act to extend general immunity from liability for directors and officers of certain nonprofit fire and ambulance departments and to limit certain actions for personal injury or death. 1151. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the administrative office and to do the appointment and direction of the executive director of the South Dakota Wheat Utilization Research and Market Development Commission, 1152. President signing an act to revise certain provisions related to the filing of the Certificate of Limited Partnerships, 1163.
President signing an act to restructure the Policy Advisory Committee for Animal Damage Control, 1167. President signing an act to revise the period during which fireworks may be discharged, 1194. President signing an act to allow for certain opportunity scholarship recipients who graduate early to use the remainder of their scholarship award for graduate studies, 1198. President signing an act to prohibit the release of medical waste and to provide a penalty, therefore, 1208. President signing an act to authorize certain pesticide applicators to apply pesticide on their own property, 1246. Senate bills. The President is signing an act to authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the construction of swine teaching and research facilities at South Dakota State University and make an appropriation, therefore, that's Senate Bill 10. President is signing an act to authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the construction of an indoor practice and human performance facility on the campus of South Dakota State University to make an appropriation, therefore, Senate Bill 11. President signing an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission, Senate Bill 17. President signing an act to make an appropriation for the construction of a maintenance building and to authorize the raising of three buildings at the Star Academy at Custer County, in Custer County, that's Senate Bill 31. President is signing.
Be able to find it.
President signing an act to make certain form and style changes regarding the bank franchise tax. That's 55. President signing an act to adopt updated guidelines for the evaluation of permanent impairment in connection with workers' compensation claims. That's 75. President signing an act to amend provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code relating to electronic funds transfers, declare an emergency. That's Senate Bill 111. President is signing an act to clarify the maintenance responsibilities on unimproved section lines. That's 151. President signing an act to establish Good Earth State Park at Blood Run in Lincoln County, Senate Bill 186. President is signing an act to extend the sunset date for certain expenditures from a school district's capital outlay fund, 194. President is signing an act to clarify the open meetings requirement as applied to the Public Utilities Commission. That's
23. It's just recess.
We're just getting it.
Senator Jones moves that the Senate do now recess until 4:30.
Recess until 4:30. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? We're in recess. Nice try.